Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Oi, the boys and girls on Footy Prime on occasion are known to use vulgarities and frankly appalling language. And sometimes the tales can get quite adult in nature. So keep the volume down if there are kiddies around. And thank you for listening.
Oh, let's go!
Booty, booty.
It's time to get this party started.
Booty, booty.
It's time to get this party started. You know that we are the number one show. So grab your fucking mates and now it's time to go. Cause it's the
booty, booty.
It's time to get this party started.
It's the booty, booty.
It's time to get this party started. With Danny, Jimmy, Gregor, Andy, Jim, and JC. All we know and all we talk about is
booty, booty.
It's time to get this party started tonight.
You're listening to FP Presents TFC Three Questions. Footy Prime, your almost daily footy fix.
It's three questions. It's Toronto FC, the undefeated Toronto FC, the yet to concede a goal Toronto FC. Boy, how we are getting carried away in the early season form of Toronto FC. Jimmy Brennan's here. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, buddy. See if you can see Toronto FC one more time.
Toronto FC. You know what? Well, we're joined by Joe Molinaro, who's been covering Toronto FC for a very long time, since Toronto FC actually began back in 2007. TSCRepublic.ca is the place for all your Toronto FC news and gossip. Any gossip on there, J-Mo, recently?
Nothing really gossipy, no.
No? It's about time. Maybe you have a gossip section.
Yeah, maybe. No, it's not really my style. I'm more just kind of, you know, just straightforward, honest reporting and analysis. So not really gossipy.
Listen, we could provide the gossip. We can just make stuff up if you like. No, it's not a problem at all. It's three questions, though. And so the three we'll get to today will be, is too much being made of the Insigne, John Herdman's bromance? Three clean sheets. Is it system or performances? And Ozo reaches 300 games. Where does he rank in the TFC all-time greats? We call that the Jimmy Brennan scale, where he rates with all the all-time greats there. But J-Mo, listen, coming off that win against Charlotte, 1-0, I was in the stands for that one. The atmosphere was pretty good. Not packed, the house, but the weather was crap. I'm sure the press box was as much fun as it always is. They're traveling to New York City FC on the weekend. So let's get right to it, shall we? Obviously, so much is being made of this great goal by Lorenzo Insigne. And then, of course, they're running to the sidelines. They're leaping into John Herdman's arms, who almost drops him. And that would have been really funny had he dropped him and then, you know, long-term injury. But, you know, this whole bromance, I mean, are we making just too much of it? Is this just because of what happened last year with the managers, the coaches, and this star player?
Hey, before we get into that question, J-Mo.
Yeah.
Sharms was at the match. He had a good time, but he had one issue. There was one problem.
Oh.
And something really bothered him. What was it, Sharms?
The beer, Jimmy. How much was it? You're talking about?
Yeah.
It was over $20 for a beer. Over 20. I mean, it's always been expensive. I think it was 17, 18 last time I was there. And then you've got a tip, right? I don't blame the people serving, right? They're not putting the price on the beer, but you've got a tip at that point. So you're spending like $22 on a beer. Now, okay, it's a tall boy. And I won't mention what type of beer it was, but it was a shit beer as well. But I mean, how do we stop this, J-Mo? How do we make change in soccer stadiums, sports stadiums? Beer, we know what beer costs, right? It's not like food. We know what beer costs. $22, including a tip for a freaking beer.
He was raging the other day. I mean, raging. Veins still popping. Buying them.
The annoying thing is that I still buy them, but yeah. I don't have to.
It sounds like, James, you might have to start sneaking in flasks under your coat or something like that. You know?
That's not a bad idea, actually. That's pretty good. Yeah, to hell with him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's out of control. When will it end? Right? Are we that far off? You know, I used to talk about the first 100 million pound or euro footballer. We're not far off the first $30 beer.
Probably.
It's not far off.
No, probably not. Oh, my God.
Anyway, speaking of pint size, yes, this whole Insigne and Herman bromance, what do you think? That was a good segue, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, like, this is even a thing, like, sort of, like, astounds me. I'm like, at the end of the day, who cares? I mean, you know, he ran to the sidelines to sort of hug John Herdman afterwards, and, you know, they had a nice little sort of moment together, and it's, you know, I don't think anything more of it. I mean, clearly Insigne and Herdman have a good relationship, you know, this year. It seems to me that the Italians, both of them, have kind of bought into John's sort of vision and approach, and he's getting the best out of them. And, you know, Insigne, for whatever reason, got caught up in the moment after scoring what was a really nice goal, probably one of the best at BMO Field in a very long time, rushed to the sidelines and, you know, hugged his manager. So, I mean, you know, if people seem to have a problem with that, I'm not sure what the issue is. I mean, because I don't. I mean, you know, would you rather have him being at odds with John Herdman? Like,
it's not a problem. I think people like it. I think they enjoy it. Okay. It's just, you know, it's kind of beyond the results right now. That's the story right now.
Yeah, I think when you look at it, I mean, it happens all the time around the world. Right. And when he ran over into his arms, the players all came over. They were celebrating. For me, it shows that the team's in a good place. There's a lot of respect for one another. The team's fighting for one another. And when you see moments like that, that means 9 times out of 10, there's a healthy environment, good dressing room. And as a manager, yeah, when a player runs over to you and he's celebrating with you, John would probably look at that and think, you know what? These guys got my back. They've got my back. I'm doing something right here. There's a mutual respect where they were last year. Let's forget about that. Let's put that in the past, because we're in a position right now where we're moving forward. We've got 7 points, a couple of great results. And I think everybody is in the right place and they're all buying into what John wants. And it's good to see. It is good to see, especially what everybody's gone through last year. And to see this now, I think it's a good thing.
Yeah, I think it just sort of speaks to the level of respect that, you know, the players have for John, right? Which I don't necessarily think was there at all at every moment last year. I mean, I can't imagine Lorenzo Insigne rushing over to the sidelines to give Bob Bradley a hug, you know, had he scored last year, because that relationship wasn't exactly, you know, touchy-feely and all that warm because of whatever issues they had. But clearly, you know, there is a healthy respect amongst, you know, the Italians and John. And that was, you know, I think that was something that, you know, I was certainly concerned of going into the season. Would John be able to sort of gain their trust and gain their respect? And would they be able to sort of put whatever issues they had aside and sort of play and commit to what John was asking for them? And so far they have. So I think it's an encouraging sign.
I liked what he said post-match too, that he goes, I just listened to Lorenzo. Listen to what he has to say, which to me suggested that last year Lorenzo didn't feel that way about the coaching staff. They didn't listen to him, and perhaps they didn't welcome the players' opinion, whereas it seems John Herdman very much welcomes the players' opinions. And maybe that's why he does build this culture, this brotherhood where everyone feels heard, which, you know, I think it's important to some players.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, I think that's, you know, I think player, I mean, Jimmy could probably speak to this more than I can as a former player, but I think players just want to sort of have their voices heard and feel as though they're being, you know, part of the process, right? That they're not just sort of, you know, mindless robots who are being programmed. They want to have some sort of say or just know what's kind of going on and be an active participant in the rebuilding process. So it doesn't surprise me that, you know, Insigne kind of feels that way, as though he feels more listened to. And maybe that's part of the reason why he's, you know, performing so far anyway, at a higher level compared to last year.
Yeah. Look, footballers want to feel appreciated. They want to feel valued, worthy. You know, these are all words that come into a player's mind when they're at a club. You want to be valued. You want the manager to appreciate what you do and the fans appreciating what you do. And when you feel a part of something, you tend to work that little bit extra harder. And, you know, sometimes it just takes a manager to put his arm around you, have that conversation with you, understand who you are as a player, and try to figure out what it is that motivates you. When you're John be looking at these players thinking, okay, how do I motivate this player? How do I get the best out of him? Do I have to put my arm around him? Do I got to dip his boots in chocolate before a match? Do I got to yell at this player? Like, how do I get the best out of these players to feel valued as well? And I think John has done that. John spends some quality time with these players. And that's why you can see their whole demeanor has changed from last year to now. It's because they feel valued. They feel a part of something. And they want to make a difference. And that goal celebration said an awful lot to me, sitting there watching it going, wow, okay. Yeah, he's got these players right now. These players are buying into what he's doing. These players feel important. They feel a part of something. And it's good to see.
Yeah, then the ego's brushed a little bit, right? And when, sure. John says in the same press conference, he says that, you know, Lorenzo Insigne's forgotten more about football than I'll ever know. To me, that was like, oh, come on, John. Let's not lay it on that thick. You do know a fair amount of football, but maybe the superstar forward needs to feel that way, that he's the smartest man in the room. I don't know. But it seems that it was... Listen, I'm not criticizing. I think whatever he's doing, it's working beautifully, and that means he's got to publicly, you know, polish certain egos, then great. It's working. Keep it up. But, I mean, as much as we can talk about the culture differences this year, J-Mo is also 3 clean sheets in 3 games.
Yeah.
By my arithmetic, they gave up 3,000 goals last year. 3,000 goals last year.
In 30 games.
In 30 games. Yeah. Yeah. Is this the system? Is it just performances? Because even without the top goalkeeper in Johnston, in comes Gavran and looked very good too, did what he had to do. So is it performances or is it systems?
I think it's probably a little bit from column A and a little bit from column B. I think when you look at the performances, I don't think there's much doubt that the club has certainly been lifted by the presence of Kevin Long in the middle of that back three. I think he's an experienced center back who's been a steadying hand, you know, in that back line. I think Shane O'Neill is someone who has kind of stepped up in a big way so far earlier this year, and Ralph Petretta for that matter as well, after really kind of underperforming last year. And they've been abetted by Debbie Flores, who I think has been just an outstanding pickup so far. I mean, when you think about it, he's really sort of added that sort of defensive solidity, you know, in the center of the park, acting as that sort of defensive midfield shield in front of the back three. He's just really sort of giving TFC a strong presence as it tries to break up plays and win back possession. And I think that's helped protect the back four. The back three. So I think it's... You know the performances, but yeah, I think the system is at play here too. I think that the team looks far more defensively sound and solid going with three center backs and having Flores serve as that sort of defensive shield in front of them. A lot of times last year defensively, I thought the team was just, you know, lost at sea, and it just seemed the back line was very much disjointed and it just didn't seem to have any rhythm or unity. I don't think that's the case this year, and I think a lot of it is due to obviously the players and the that they brought in and the level of the performances, but there just seems to be more tactical clarity within what John is trying to do and, you know, in the system that he's introduced.
Yeah, I think also we got to keep in mind, you know, the first two matches were on the road against Cincinnati and New England. Okay, both of those teams had more shots, more possession, and TFC defended very, very well. Very well. And they were lucky as well in New England coming away with something out of that match. Let's be honest.
Yep.
At home against Charlotte, Yeah, they were a little bit more on the front foot. It was a little bit more of an even game between both teams. But good teams find a way to win as well. And they work their socks off to keep that ball out of the net. Now, as time goes on, you know, those first two matches, can they keep the ball out of the net? No, somebody's going to score on you and somebody's going to take advantage of those situations that New England couldn't do and Cincinnati couldn't do. But are they on the right track? Yes, they are on the right track. I think if you look at the number of blocks that they had defensively as well, players throwing their body on the line, making that last ditch effort to stop the ball going into the back of the net. So yes, defensively, they are better. Sure, it's got something to do with the system. But at the end of the day as well, you know, those were very tough matches that they ended up getting something out of. That's going to go against them as well throughout the season because someone is going to get it, take advantage of you. It's just the way it happens. But I like what I'm seeing at the moment from this side, and I like how they're grinding out results. And it's good to see, and they've got to continue that. And yes, they've got to get a little bit better defensively. Yes, they want to have more possession in matches. Yes, they want to have more opportunities in that final third going forward. There's a hell of a lot of work to do still. You know, we played three games so far, 7 points, fantastic. But it is a long and grueling season. So there is a lot of work that they'll be doing behind the scenes and on the training pitch.
Nixon Gomez looks okay in the early going too, JMO, doesn't he?
Yeah, I've been pleasantly surprised by him. I mean, I wasn't quite sure what to expect just because he's such a young player with not a great deal of club experience at top level. But I think he's kind of come in on the left side of that back three and has really sort of, you know, been a steadying sort of force. I think in two of the three games so far, he's led sort of all TFC players amongst with touches. And so you just tell he's quite comfortable on the ball. Hasn't been perfect. You know, there's been some sort of misplayed passes, but overall, pretty solid couple of first few games from, you know, a very young and inexperienced player.
Kevin Long, do you know how severe the injury is? Is he okay?
Haven't heard anything. I haven't been able to get up to training this week, so we'll find out tomorrow. But yeah, that'll be an interesting one because, as I said, I think he's been a very steadying presence in the center of that back line. So if they're going to miss him for any length of time or even for the New York game, I'll be really interested to see how, you know, TFC adapts and who will fill out the back line. I suspect that, you know, Shane O'Neill would move into the middle and they'll either draft in maybe Ame Mbika or someone else or maybe Raul Petretta. But I think it'll be an interesting development to keep an eye on.
So Jon Osorio reaches 300 games for TFC, the first to accomplish that mark, of course. No one's played more than Ozo for TFC. And it got me thinking about where he ranks in the all-time greats. I know we had this conversation, I think, last year to a certain degree. And there's different ways to gauge great players, greatness at a club. This guy is very much the face of TFC in so many regards. Captain now. He's been there from many years ago, even when Jimmy was at the club still, I think Ozo was still there. It's been a while, right? I mean, Jimmy, where do you put him? I mean, how do you rate these kind of things? Obviously,
he's a legend, isn't he? You know, as a fan, now because I am a fan of the game, fan of the club, I'm a fan of all the MLS teams really now that I'm retired. And you know, I want them all to do well because it's just going to grow the game in this country. And when you see a player like Jonathan Osorio, who's been there for so long, now wearing the armband. And as a Torontonian, that's the type of player that you want to see as well as your captain. A local guy who's grown up here, representing his hometown club, won a championship with this organization, truly is a leader. He's a gentleman on and off the pitch. I love where Jonathan Osorio is today. I love what he's done for this club. I love who he is as a person, how he represents this club. For me, he is a legend. He is a legend for Toronto FC and will be when the day that he retires. And he'll probably be the one player that gets a statue outside. Mm. And, you know, when you're a local guy and you play that many games for your hometown club, you truly are a legend. You are a legend in the making. And when he retires, there's going to be a position within this organization for Jonathan Osorio. And there better be, because if there isn't, all hell's going to break loose. Because these are the type of people you need around the club that love it, that every single week perform, leave everything out in that pitch. You want these people around this organization.
He'll be on Legends Row, hey, Jimmy? Pretty quickly, I think, after he retires.
He should be. As soon as he's done, they should be putting his name all around the stadium.
Have you seen this, Jimmy? So there's obviously the, is it the Wall of Shame? I forget what they call it, the official club one, when you got the stars, you know, and Jimmy's there. And you know,
I think mine's falling off a couple of times.
Yeah. But there's also a fan-inspired one too called Legends Row. Right. In the South End, right? And it's relatively new. And they've got a handful of players up there, and they're now voting for the next person to put up there. And we've made a bit of a campaign to get Jimmy up there. I think Jimmy should be up there, don't you? You know, he's the first captain, first signing, all that success in the early years is down to Jimmy. So I think if you haven't heard about this, anyone, go into our social channels, go into Twitter in particular. You can dig it out, Legends Row. And get Jimmy on there. He should be on there.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
What up, Primers? It's JC, that guy. Don't miss a second of Premier League action only on FuboTV. Subscribe at FuboTV.com/FootyPrime. With Serie A, League One, and One Soccer 2, you can get it all at FuboTV.com/FootyPrime. Now, back to the show.
So but I like what you're saying there, Jimmy, about Ozo. Let's not do the whole, where does he rank? Even though that was a question. Let's not do that because he's a legend. There's been some great players who play for this team over the years. And when he goes to play Trinidad Tobago, JMO in a couple of weeks' time. They're missing Debbie Flores too. Yeah. That's going to be a big hole to fill, isn't it? For that one match against, who are they playing again?
Atlanta.
Oh, Atlanta. That's right. Yeah, Atlanta, right? That's a tough one. So, I mean, I don't know how they're going to fill those holes. We're going to see how good John Herdman is now, right?
Yeah, those are two big holes to fill, right? Because you're talking about your captain who is, you know, sort of like the face of the franchise in a lot of ways. And Debbie Flores, who, as I've said, I think he's been probably TFC's best newcomer this year, just adding sort of some solidity and stability to that, you know, to the back end of things. So to lose two starting pieces like that against a team like Atlanta, albeit it's at home. So, but still, that's going to be a big ask. So it's something about, you know, what John said, like after the Charlotte game about, you know, having this next man mentality up, right? And the next man up has to come through. And you saw with Luka Gavrin getting the call on Saturday, like he only found out that day that he was starting. And then he came up and he made some big saves against the Enzo Chiappotti and, you know, ended up, you know, earning his first win and first clean sheet. And you saw it with someone like Sigurd Rosted coming in for Kevin Long at halftime and helping the Reds sort of, you know, keep things, you know, solid at the back. So it's just, I think this is kind of like the next step, right? For what, as I said, John's having this sort of next man up mentality, and whether, you know, whether they have the depth and players can sort of take, you know, the opportunities that are given them to really sort of make a name for themselves and contribute to this club. So again, it'll be interesting to see how the club does against a very tricky Atlanta side without two of their key starters.
This weekend, New York City FC. Did you see the drawings, the video of the new stadium proposal to get them out of Yankee Stadium finally? What's it called? The Cube or something?
The Cube. Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty amazing, actually, doesn't it?
Looks very amazing. I mean, it's looks like a proper kind of, you know, soccer facility as opposed to playing at Yankee Stadium. So, I mean, hopefully that can kind of come to fruition and then New York City can have a proper home. So I'm just hoping that, one of the best press box meals ever I had was at Yankee Stadium for New York City FC game. So I hope they retain that, because that was sensational.
You know, Jay, I tweeted about that when
the news. Oh, there you go.
Because I think I was there with you at least once. I think
it was for the playoff game. Yeah, it was for the playoff game. My God,
we were blown away. I think we may have missed the first half. We were just blown away by this restaurant. It was a restaurant, basically, right?
Yeah.
It was like almost like the Mandarin on steroids, which for a press box is just, I mean, that was maybe my career highlight may have been that. Actually, that press box meal is pretty special. Did you, Jimmy, when you played, did you care about what the press were eating? Was that a big part of building the culture?
I couldn't give a shit, Charms, what the press were eating.
See, selfish fucking athletes. That's the problem, right? Did you play at Yankee Stadium, Jimmy? I forget now.
No, I played at Red Bull Arena. New York City wasn't there at the time. But I would have been something special to play there, though.
Which, by the way, Red Bull Arena, the worst press box meal I ever had. So.
Was it really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. It was brutal.
I can't remember now. And I know the early days of TFC, they cooked a big vat of pasta. I think it was in 2007 before the season began. And I'm pretty sure we were still eating from the same vat of pasta by 2015. Sure, it was the same pasta.
I'm sure we went to a match not too long ago and we got that pasta.
It may have been the same pasta then, actually. Yeah, you're right, actually. Yeah. Now he's laughing, eh, Jimmy? Huh?
Now I care.
Hey, one of
now
us.
I'm, now you care.
Now yeah. I'm judging because I'm on your side now.
All right. Well, listen, anything else you want to get to for TFC before we say farewell?
No, just that, you know, I think this will be a good test for TFC, although New York has sort of struggled this season so far. You know, playing at Yankee Stadium is always tough just because of the dimensions of the pitch. You know, it's a much more narrow field. So, again, interesting to see how John sort of combats that. And, you know, and road games in MLS, regardless of where they are always tough as well. But I think this one especially just because of the, you know, specifics of Yankee Stadium. So really interested to see how they do.
Hey, tied for first place in the East right now.
Yep.
So all we got to say, tied for first place in the East. All right, this has been TFC 3 Questions, courtesy of Footy Prime and tfcrepublic.ca. Make sure you subscribe if you haven't already. Until next week, cheers for listening.
This episode of Footy Prime has been brought to you by Fubo TV and by Tony Bett. Make sure to subscribe to Footy Prime wherever you get your podcasts and follow us on Twitter at @Footy_Prime and on Instagram at @FootyPrimeIG. And visit wearefootyprime.com and sign up for our newsletter.
Nicely done, fellas. Thank you.
Well done, guys. That was a good one.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.